Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Ridgeline Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RDG and on the OTCQB under the symbol RDGMF. Chatting with the President and CEO, Chad Peters. Now, Chad, it's been a little bit slow on the news front from Ridgeline, but that's why I wanted to bring you back on, is to get an update as the company progresses into a couple drill programs that are starting off in the very near term. Just to bring everybody up to speed, Ridgeline Minerals does hold 4 properties in Nevada, and the 2 that we're going to be focusing on here is the Salina Project. This is a silver deposit with a gold kicker, 100% owned by the company, and also the Carlin East project that is on strike from the Leeville mine. Let's start off with Salina here, Chad. What's the drill program that's going to be starting, and when's it going to be starting?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Corey. So Salina, we're excited to get back out drilling here after a few quiet months, like you mentioned. So we're actually going to be starting at Salina in about a week, right around April 20th is the plan. And we have a 3,500-meter program across 15 to 17 drill holes planned for to get this thing up and going. And we're pretty excited because that's, you know, we drilled only 3,200 meters across 3 programs last year. So this is a larger program than all of last year combined. We're going to be focusing on some select infill holes adjacent to some high-grade zones we drilled last year. And then we're also going to be working on stepping out and expanding the known discovery both to the west and out to the north towards some historic data that we acquired earlier this year that shows that the system continues over a kilometer and a half to the north along the same fault. So going to try to connect that whole story together and show that this project has significant scale potential.
So when it comes to these step out holes, what's the strategy going to be in terms of general step out distance?
Right. So we're certainly not at that resource stage yet. I think too many companies sometimes get sucked into trying to do a resource too early. And I think it's more important to understand the grade and scale of a deposit before you start doing infill. So we're going to be doing wide-spaced infill drilling. I mean, we might be doing anywhere from 300 to 500-meter step-outs from existing drill holes and surface expressions of the system, with the hope of proving that the overall footprint of this deposit is closer to, you know, 2 kilometers wide in the east-west, and we believe we can prove that it's 2.5 to 3 kilometers long. So it's showing considerable scale, and that's what the focus of this program will be.
Now, can you just remind some people on the grades, the results, I guess, generally, that you saw from the initial discovery here?
Yeah, so it was, you know, once we got our head wrapped around, we were initially looking for a gold deposit and we found silver. So once we wrapped our head around what that meant, for example, you know, trenching at surface in the discovery area, you have outcropping mineralization of 38 meters of 0.75 gold and 49 grams silver. So from a gold equivalent perspective or silver equivalent perspective, at a 75 ratio, you're looking at, that's, you know, that's 115 grams silver equivalent oxide mineralization outcropping at surface. So that is quite high grade for open pit mineralization. We have drilling where we're hitting, you know, down a kilometer away, down the dip of that structure, we're hitting 45 meters of, you know, 57 grams silver and 0.22 grams gold. So as you said before, it is a silver deposit with a gold kicker. And as you know, what we see is, you know, multi-ounce silver with, you know, somewhere in the range of 0.2 to 0.5 grams per ton gold on average in this thing. So it's looking like it could be pretty big.
Okay. And again, just to remind everybody, this really is a drill program here where you are just showing the potential size and scale of this resource potentially when you do move into that stage. Let's talk about the Carlin East project. I understand a drill program will be starting up here a little after the Salina program. When are we expecting drills to hit the ground here, and what are the plans?
Yeah, so we're going to be moving over to Carlin East mid-June. That's going to be a 3-hole, 3,000 to 3,200-meter program, deep holes. And we're testing the same general target as Barrick and Nevada Gold Mine's brand-new discovery at North Leeville, which is only 3 kilometers away to the south along the exact same fault zone that cuts across our project. So, you know, we're in a position at Carlin East where, you know, if we can come in, prove that same concept, you know, the same host rocks are at similar depths of around 800 meters as what you see at North Leeville. So if we can go in there, show that there's a mineralized gold system, that would be a significant catalyst for the company. I mean, Barrick's discovery at North Leeville, they've announced 23.3 meters of 32.6 grams. 33 meters of 17 grams. I mean, these are, it's showing a high grade trend over a kilometer already. And I mean, those are world-class gold grades, right? So we think it's a pretty high potential project for us.
So I understand the holes that you're going to be drilling at Carlin East are deeper holes. That obviously ties into what Barrick's seeing at the Leeville discovery, the North Leeville discovery. Why the deep holes needed so early in this program?
Right. Well, this project right from the start has been a deep focus. So certain areas of, as you've seen, the most significant discoveries being made in Nevada these days, whether it be Gold Rush, Four Mile, North Leeville, they're all, anywhere from 800 to 1500 meters depth. That's the future of discovery in Nevada. And so when we picked up Carlin East, we knew that it was a deeper target, but we actually deferred our program last year. Once we found out Barrick had made a new discovery, because we wanted to better understand exactly what depths and what host rocks were they making, finding this discovery in. So now we know they're drilling between 800 to 900 meters is where they're hitting their zones. It's in the Bootstrap and Roberts Mountain formations, which are the same rocks that cut across our project, on the exact same fault zone that cuts across the project as well. So it's a fairly simple concept. Just go in with three holes, drill directly across the target area, and hope for a little bit of luck too.
Yeah, and it's really just working off of what the other drilling is at that North Leeville discovery, right? You're using that data. That's an interesting strategy to really push off your drill program a year to use some other work that's being done around the area.
Exactly. No, thanks. We actually caught a little bit of flack last year for deferring the program, right? They're like, look, they've only hit one drill hole. And we said, yeah, but that's a world-class drill intercept. We should, let's wait and see what it turns into. And they've released plan view maps. They've released cross sections showing what it looks like. We've been able to build our entire 3D geologic model by projecting those cross sections and maps onto our project only 3 kilometers away. And we have a much higher degree of confidence now heading into the program than we would have had if I'd have drilled those holes in August of last year.
Absolutely. Now, in terms of budget and cash in the bank, what's the budget for, let's say, a general program, and how much money does the company have?
Yeah, so we our total budget, exploration budget for 2021 is about 2.7 million Canadian. We still have over 3 million in the bank as of today. So we're able to fully execute on our 6,500 meters worth of drilling at Selena and Carlin East, as well as cover all overhead and land costs through the end of the year. And obviously, anyone that has a calculator near them can tell that, raising additional capital would be something that's in the works for us in the future. But we'd like to think that these are pretty high priority drill programs coming up, and we'd like to see those results come out first.
Absolutely. Well, and that's a nice aspect of it too, right? You don't need to raise money really until after the drill program, so you can let the actual results speak to the market. Not much else to cover here, Chad, but we will follow up as the drill program starts, and also follow up if we get some more news out of some of the other projects, especially Bell Creek, that Barrick is continuing to advance. So in the meantime, Chad, keep us up to date on the future news. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get Chad to answer those. And, well, in the meantime, we'll follow up on the back end more news. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, Corey.